Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
Couple more behind the scenes now that you can let your hair down and readjust a little bit and all that good stuff. But so just a couple more questions that we can share with our membership. And would love to know, can you guys think of a time when one of you really screwed up, stepped in it, you know, made a mistake? How did you guys confront it and work through it together? What happened?
Hard to think of a time. So, you know, we're lucky, again, I guess it's because of the way we communicate, is it doesn't get to a point where it's like, and I think it's the way we communicate, but also the relationship we now have with ourselves of I have caught myself before going down an old road that brought to where you're like, oh my God, like I really stepped in it. I do remember not too long ago recently of like realizing I wasn't hearing him on a direction he wanted to go in the business. And he had been saying it for a while, but I wasn't hearing him. And I was kind of just plugging along on my own thing. And we were kind of at a crux point in our business. And I was going to have a conversation with him about certain things that were, again, in my mind, in my story. And I luckily went and changed my state, went for a walk. And all of a sudden, it was like I could hear the other side of like, I would say in my head with things I thought. And it was like, but that's not true. Because what he's saying, you have not heard, you know? And it was like I could hear clear as day the other perception because I was letting down my guard of my story. So I came back different. And I had a conversation with him and just told him I was sorry that I hadn't listened and I actually finally heard it. And I really wanted to make action moves towards what he wanted to do because I really did want to move in that direction too, but I was resistant to it and I had my guard up. I wanted it done my way, right? So that allowed us to go at it in actually a much easier way once I let down the guard. But it was that kind of, you know, communication compromise situation.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Scott, I love to ask this question. And that is, what is the one thing that Nancy does for you that just makes your heart smile? Just puts the biggest smile on your face.
I would have to say, honestly, it's, you know, a simple little, you know, driving in the car, and she puts her hand on the back of my head. Like it honestly, there's like this energy that comes through and it, I'm a physical touch person. So it creates this sense of love. And it just every time.
And I know that. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a little touch on that story for four or five years, he couldn't drive after his accident. So it was now it's really important to make sure that we bring that back around, right? So those of you listening, when you go through turmoil in your relationship or tragedy or different things that change the dynamic, when things come back around to a sense of what used to be normal, and there might be glimpses of it, really remembering to do these things for your partner when you know it's something that they really value.
Love that. Yeah. So Nancy, I get to ask you another fun question. What's the best compliment you've ever received from Scott?
Oh my gosh, best compliment. I think it's, you know, that he truly loves me for who I am. You know, and when I don't look like this and I'm in like sweatpants and my hair's a mess and I've been cleaning and I think I look ridiculous, or I do something that I judge as stupid, or, you know, again, wanting people to like you, right? That old pattern will show itself. So I'll judge it as, oh my God, that was so stupid. And he genuinely will remind me that it does not matter what you do. I love you anyways. And I think for me, because of the belief I had, because of what I held in my space, that is the biggest thing for me, because it just validates that I don't have to be anything different than I am.
Sure. That's beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you guys have been great today.
Thank you, guys.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's really special.
Love the work that we're fellow workers in the same vineyard a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
It's fun to hear a different journey and a different story and get to know you guys a little bit more. So thank you for the opportunity. Really had a fun time with you guys.
Yeah, have a great night, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
For leaving the window open. We appreciate that.
Yeah. We will. We will. All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.